Where Are You Going? Not Where Have You Been? By Rick Wilkes, ThrivingNow.com. I talked at length with a woman yesterday who has been through a very long series of lifelong challenges resulting in chronic diseases, chronic pain syndromes, and worse. Indeed, her story was intense enough that until I remembered what I spoke about in When Others Are in Pain and started quietly tapping while she talked, I could feel her low vibration and loss of health affecting me. I have seen so much evidence that talking about where we have been, our heavy burdens, the difficulty of our journey, the intense pain we're in today, and what we've given up because of our disabilities, and how we've tried approach after approach and nothing has worked, it depletes our energy. It changes our vibration from one of healing to one of dying. It is palpable. Anyone listening to such a conversation can feel it. Anyone living with that experience on a day-by-day basis is going to be miserable. Of course, it is far, far better for someone to be complaining about their misery than to be so severely depressed that they sit in a dark room contemplating suicide. I applaud the survivor who has made it through hell and is still searching for optimal health. Yeah! Complaining feels better than severe depression. Blame and anger can feel even better. What if on the road to optimal health, our path has led us straight through the swamp? We're going to get covered by smelly stuff. Really smelly stuff. So imagine, you've just made it through a section of hellish swamp. You're literally reeking. You smell so bad. You look even worse. You come across someone helpful looking. The person asks, "What in the world happened to you?" You start telling him, and as soon as you're done, another person, who smelled you from a quarter mile away and thought there was a septic system rupture, asks, "What happened to you?" Pretty soon there's a crowd, and their attention feels pretty good, doesn't it? They are interested. They commiserate. They would pat you on the back for your bravery, but you smell too bad. After a while, you get so used to this that you even go up to people. "You wouldn't believe what I went through to get here." And you launch into your story. If people seem unimpressed, you emphasize how difficult it was and the heavy burden you carried through the swamp. You may embellish a bit at times because sympathy feels good, because people listening feels good, and because whatever the swamp left behind is still with you every moment. But we have a problem. The problem is that by focusing so much attention on what happened and what is, we get more of it. In each retelling, we energetically remember in our bodies the horrible conditions we endured. Even in looking at, quote, what is with constant focus, we get more of it. It becomes bigger in our lives. Our energetic vibration stays in tune with disease, rather than seeking the higher vibration of health. So let's imagine that you pulled yourself out of the swamp. You're covered with smelly stuff, and a helpful-looking person approaches. The person asks, "What in the world happened to you?" And you say, "That's not really important. What I want is to be clean. Can you take me to the nearest shower? Can you find me some soap? I want to be clean. I intend to be clean. By God, I expect to be clean. So where is that shower? Please." And the person replies, "Well, I can't get you a shower, but I have this towel." And you see the towel for what it is, a step towards getting clean. You use the towel. You appreciate the towel. You express your gratitude to the person who gave you the towel, and you keep your focus on getting clean. You focus on moving down the road, step by baby step, towards your vision of health, joy, and relaxation. Is this hard? Yes. If you are surrounded with, quote, evidence of your pain and disease, it may be totally impossible for you to even fantasize about feeling good. I remember at one point, all I could positively picture was being able to drink some water without having to race to the bathroom. Everything else was too far away. Once I achieved that on my way back to health, I could picture being able to enjoy some food without cramping, even though at the time that seemed far away. I did this unconsciously. We all have a natural desire to feel good. What I want to give you as a focus is to reach for a better feeling thought, a better feeling vision of where you are headed, and to encourage you to stay focused on that for as long as it feels good to you. Then, reach for an even better feeling thought. Optimal health is a vibration, a state of well-being that feels good inside you. Using your mind and focusing your intention, you can make the emotional journey over and over again to a place of health. And as you experience in your mind any thought that feels better than where you are getting cleaner and clearer. Your energy is vibrating in a more optimal way, and your body is sure to follow.